Mike, thanks for joining us this week. We are talking about breweries this week, New Mexico breweries, and how they have adapted to the public health ordinance put in place by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to prevent the spread of COVID-19. What can you share with us about a recent story that you filed with the Las Cruces Sun News?
Well, like with other establishments, these breweries are not allowed to have dine-in service. But unlike some of these restaurants that have been able to adapt, breweries aren't able to offer their alcoholic beverages, their beers, their IPAs, for curbside service or for delivery. In fact, state law prohibits them via their liquor license from doing that. So in order to stay compliant, they've actually had to implement some ways to still serve folks beer, but in a way that complies with state law. So, for example, they can only serve on their premises. So some of these breweries have had patio areas set up to specifically hand off beer in a legal way while maintaining that social distance.
Okay, now let's hear about some of the breweries operating in Las Cruces that you talked to. What are they doing locally to really adapt to this ordinance?
Well, for example, local Las Cruces brewery, Little Toad Creek, which is in downtown Las Cruces, they're down to just two employees, their co-general managers, that's Carol Aon and Michael Ponce. They're doing curbside food service, but for their beer, they have a growler exchange program. So right now, for the first time, they're allowing anybody to bring in any growler and have it exchanged for a new one. So by that, they've expanded their options, and now customers with any growler can bring them in to Little Toad Creek and exchange for a new one. It just has to be an amber-colored growler. The way that they're being compliant with state guidelines is that they're allowing customers to step onto their patio and hand off those growlers full of beer.
For our audience members who may not know what a growler is, what can you share with what those are?
Well, a growler is typically a glass jug or bottle. It can be made out of ceramic or stainless steel, but it's typically glass. It's basically used for the safe storage of draft beer so you can drink it later.
Now, what about some other businesses? What are they trying to do right now? Obviously, you mentioned one business has a growler exchange. What are other companies trying?
Well, the name of the game here, Anthony, has been adaptation. A lot of these businesses have had to take on new methods of getting their products to customers, and the breweries are no different. So, for example, there's a brewery in town called Icebox Brewing Company, and this pandemic has accelerated their plans to get into the canning business. They've been planning on creating these six-pack cans of varieties of their beer, and when this pandemic hit, they realized that because people couldn't come in to drink, they would start canning six-packs and selling them right out of their brewery. And so they've been doing that, and they've seen some successful sales there.
What are some other businesses doing to ensure the public that they're taking all the necessary precautions?
Well, for example, I think the best way that illustrates this is, whereas Little Toad Creek was one of these places that expanded their growler options, allowing any amber-colored growler, regardless of the brewery of origin, to come in. Other breweries in Las Cruces, specifically Bosque Brewing and High Desert, they've had to restrict what they can take. So they're only taking growlers from their own breweries, from customers, before they exchange for a new one, making sure to sanitize all of that stuff before it gets reused again. I think even at Bosque, they're just doing new growlers, actually. They're not even... So the ones that are used are not being they're not being reused immediately, and that is also in accordance with new state health guidelines, which came out this week that mandate face masks and other protective gear for all sorts of food service employees that are still working.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the update. And can you tell our audience how they can keep up with your work?
Yeah, absolutely. You can see all of our work at lcsun-news.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Mike McD Tweets, MCD.
Okay, we'll talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Anthony.